Well, hey friends, question. When was the last time you were confused about your website traffic and what's actually getting you website traffic and how to get more website traffic, if you're getting the right website traffic, if people are clicking through, if your SEO is working, all of the things, right? Like, it can all be very confusing and very time consuming to understand. I get this. Like, I feel this with every fiber of my being. Okay, maybe not every fiber, but still, you get the point. And while obviously I am a huge fan of doing keyword research and creating really strategic SEO-friendly content, sometimes it can be really helpful to just like pause, take a minute, take a breath, and figure out what's actually working. And maybe do a little backwards digging, work in the rears, so to speak, to see what's working and double down on that, so that you can capitalize on what's already working and get more website traffic with the SEO strategy that's already showing up for you. So in today's episode, I'm going to walk you through this one free tool that you can use all on your own to really double down on your click-through rate, aka how many people are coming to your website, actually coming to your website and consuming your content from Google. I'm going to walk you through how to use this free tool for better SEO and website traffic and your click-through rate. I'm going to do it in an easy to understand way. So take a deep breath. We can do this. All right, y'all, we'll dive right on in. Hey there, fellow entrepreneur. Welcome to Simple SEO and Marketing with me, Faith Hannon. Do you want to grow your business with organic marketing and finally feel like you can understand SEO? Are you scouring the internet for how to get more website traffic, SEO for dummies, and how to market on Pinterest? Have you tried to grow your business with SEO and blogging only to get frustrated and quit because it's overwhelming and too time consuming? Been there. Hey, I'm Faith Hannon, Jesus lover, copywriter, blogger, wife, wrangler of tiny humans, and barrel racer. And let me tell you, I didn't have time to waste sorting through SEO and keyword strategies that either didn't work or were so over my head I couldn't understand them. I honestly thought that SEO and blogging only worked for people with a PhD in tech jargon and a whole team of employees, until I learned these secrets. Good SEO strategies don't have to be complicated, and creating and marketing great content doesn't have to take more than a couple hours a week total. So pop in those earbuds, slam some coffee, and let's grow your business with simple organic marketing and a healthy dose of biblical encouragement along the way. So if you're anything like me, then you probably, I like to get on a track and I'm doing this thing, I'm doing the work, and then I'll just keep my head down and do the work without ever actually like looking up and seeing if what I'm doing is working. And I can be this way in so many areas, bless me. But one of the areas that I'm really, really trying to double down on and focus on in my business is to see what's working. Really evaluate what's working to get me traffic or not, you know, and then double down on what's working. Because the fact of the matter is, in today's digital marketing world, it's a fast-paced world, right? Like, people are so worried about keeping up with AI. That's a whole other subject. But if you don't know what's working and you just keep creating, then one, you might be missing out on some really valuable opportunities. And two, you might be wasting a lot of time. And while I'm obviously a fan of using paid tools that work, I also don't think that you should have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars a month in subscriptions just to figure out, you know, your traffic and to get more traffic and all of that. Like, those subscriptions can add up, and they can add up quickly. But this free tool is one that I've been using for myself and for clients to see what's actually getting them clicks. And there are multiple tools that you can use to do this. Some of them are paid, some of them are not, some of them are easy to understand, and some of them you feel like you need a dang Harvard degree to understand. But this tool that I'm fitting to walk you through is free, pretty easy to understand. And that tool is, drumroll, Search Console. So you might have heard me talk about Search Console before. But what Search Console is it is simply a free tool that you set up with Google. You have to set it up in a separate like moment from your Google Analytics. It does not automatically set up for you. You have to go in and tell Google, yes, please give me Search Console results. But it's really helpful, okay? And so if you haven't done that already, you're gonna have to set up Search Console and you're gonna have to wait about a month to get results, right? To see feedback. So if you haven't done that yet, I want you to press pause on this episode, go set up your Search Console, and then legit put a reminder in your calendar a month from now to come back and listen to this episode so that you can actually benefit from the information that I'm gonna teach you. But what I want you to do, if you have Search Console already set up, so I want you to go to Google Search Console, which sounds like a really dumb step. I get it. But sometimes, y'all, we have so many dang things we have to keep track of. And it's like, where do I go for that? What do I do for that? What's the URL for that? That sometimes I just legit save URLs in my workflow so I don't forget where I have to go. Bonus tip for you. Well, hey there, pal. I just wanted to take a minute and tell you about a coaching call offer that I have for you. Are you tired of having to guess at what keywords you actually need to get more traffic to and more sales from your website? Do you feel like you're just fumbling around in the dark with your SEO strategy? Do you second guess yourself every month when it's time to plan your content? What if we could fix literally all of that in 1 hour? In a 1 hour coaching session, we'll powwow over Zoom and hash out your best fit SEO strategy and the ideal keywords for your business and your goals. You'll walk away with the exact right keywords, page titles, and H1 text for your main website pages. You'll get a blog strategy for the next 4 blogs, complete with SEO-friendly, click-worthy titles, and as a bonus, a Google Analytics tracking template and a bonus module for my course, On the House. So go to faithhannon.com/booking to grab your spot now or click the link in the show notes. Spots are limited and they fill up fast. So don't waste any more time fiddle farting around with a spaghetti at the wall approach. Let's get a solid SEO strategy locked and loaded and ready to go for you so that you can reach more of your people with your God-given gifts in business. Anyway, so what I want you to do is I want you to go to your Search Console. And after you're logged into Search Console and you remember that password that, you know, you have to basically sell your soul to come up with a password, you're going to go over on the left-hand side to performance, okay? And then you're going to click performance and you're going to scroll down for just a smidge and you're going to see top queries, okay? And that's going to show you the top queries that you showed up for. Now, here's what I want you to really pay attention to. Over on the far right side of this little table, you're gonna see clicks and impressions. Now here's the thing. This is gonna show you what you got clicks for, which if you're paying close attention to your Google Analytics every month, you're gonna know what you're getting clicked on, like what pages are getting clicked on. But where this really comes in handy is the impressions part, because what this tells you is you are already showing up in the search results for that keyword, which is huge, right? Like you're not trying. So when you can take this information, what you can then do is you can say, oh my goodness, I'm already showing up for this keyword. How do I get clicked on for this keyword? Because the thing is, you're already showing up in the search results. People are seeing you. And if you're getting impressions, side note, it's safe to assume that you're showing up on the first couple of pages, because who clicks to the 10th page of Google search results? Not me. So you can pretty safely assume that you're showing up on the first or second page of Google search results if you're seeing a bunch of impressions in the impressions column for a keyword. So now what I want you to do, this is gonna take some thinking, right? This is gonna take some thinking. This is not a push the button, make AI do it for you solution. I want you to read through this list of things that you're already showing up for. Some of them are gonna be things that you have intentionally crafted your keyword strategy around because you want to show up for them. And some of them are going to be things that you're like, oh man, I don't think I have any content around that. I want to show up for that though. And here's what you do. You're going to make yourself a little listy-poo and you're going to create a list of keywords that you want to start showing up for that you're already getting impressions for, okay? Because then what you can do is you can take this list and then you can think about, okay, do I already have content around this? If yes, let's further optimize for this keyword. If no, let's create some content for this keyword and or integrate this keyword into some of my main page titles, okay? So that's what you're gonna do is you're gonna sit down and write a little list or copy and paste stuff onto a spreadsheet, whatever floats your boat. And then what you're gonna do is you're going to prioritize your keywords that you're gonna create content for. I would start with the keywords that you're already getting a ton of impressions for because people are searching for that, right? And sometimes there are discrepancies between the impressions and what like a keyword research tool like Uber suggests will tell you something is being searched for. And that's where, God bless it, we get to use our brains and be smarter than a computer, okay? So for example, let's say, we'll just use Faithy Poo over here for an example, why your business needs a blog. Now that's a keyword that I know I have content around that, why your business needs a blog. I'm seeing impressions for that. I'm coming up in the search results, but I'm not getting very many clicks for that, not like I want. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take that keyword and I'm gonna add it to my list of content that I want to optimize for. And then in my workflow, I'm gonna take that in my planning for my workflow and my work time, I'm gonna take that and I'm gonna pop that into my workflow and say, okay, I want to really hone in on a blog or a blog that already has content around that and I'm gonna optimize for it, okay? I'm gonna go and I'm gonna look at what the top search results are for that keyword and I'm gonna see kind of where I compare. Why would somebody click on this person's stuff over my person's stuff? Maybe I have 5 reasons why your business needs a blog and somebody else has 18 reasons or whatever the case may be, but I'm gonna objectively look at what's coming up in search results versus mine, and then I'm gonna make it better. I'm gonna make mine even more better than theirs if it's something that I want to come up in search results for. Now, obviously, this is not something that you probably have the time capacity to go through and do every single keyword, right? I have, there's hundreds of things that I'm getting seen for. I don't have time to, you know, in one day sit and go through all of those things. But if you will make this part of your regular workflow and just like your weekly or monthly work plan, what you'll see is you'll see that you're going to start to get more and more clicks for things that you were already ranking for. Now, obviously you still need to be creating new content and you need to be, writing blogs at least once a week. But what this will do is this is going to help you to really capitalize on the opportunity that you already have instead of just, you know, feeling like you're on the hamster wheel of always creating. Okay, so quick recap, you're going to go to Search Console or sign up and then wait a month if you haven't already. Don't forget to do that. Do all of this if you haven't. Step number 2, you're going to click performance on the far left side, and then you're going to look through that list, all of them, there's hundreds and hundreds probably, that this list that shows you what you're getting clicks for versus impressions for, okay? And then I want you to use your brain and your strategy, and I want you to make 2 separate lists. One of the lists is going to be for words that you're already using, you know you've already created content around that you want to now double down on and optimize even further for these words. And the second list is going to be words, keyword phrases that you want to create new content around, okay? So that you can start getting clicks for these things that you're already getting found for, okay? And then step number 5 is you got to schedule it out. I know that time management and having enough time to work on your business, not just in your business, is a huge thing. Trust me, I know. But if you don't schedule these things out, they're never going to get done. So do these things, take advantage of Search Console, and double down on what you're already getting getting seen for so that you can start getting clicks, website traffic, and eventually leads for these keyword phrases. All right, y'all. Excited to chat with you next time. Got some fun content coming your way. Thank you so much for listening in today. Hopefully this episode gave you some really tangible tips for better SEO and marketing to get more leads and more sales from your website. If it did, can I ask you a quick favor? Would you please share this episode with a friend and then just take 10 seconds and go leave a written review on Apple Podcasts? That is the very best way to help more Jesus-loving entrepreneurs scale their businesses so that they can help more people with their gifts and make an even bigger impact for the kingdom of God. And guess what? We now have a Facebook community where we can learn, hang out, and laugh. Go join the Facebook group now. It's linked in the show notes. And all the other things, courses, coaching, and copywriting can be found at my website, faithhannon.com. Until next time, God bless, and I'll talk to you soon.